joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Lonnie Inzer. Lonnie, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Well, thank you, Ted. Thank you for having me on the show and representing Pikes Peak Regional OEM. And thank you to KRDO.
You're welcome. Thank you for that. It's a privilege to have you here, a full plate on your side of things, and that makes a full agenda on this end. So where would you like to start today? Looks like there are several things going on, beginning with distributing supplies from the Strategic National Stockpile.
Yes. What's really been a positive is we've built a unified structure with El Paso County Public Health, along with Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. So with this unified structure, we're one team, and PPR OEM is supporting public health, and they're amazing people in public health. They're dedicated, qualified, energetic. They set their egos aside. The emergency management folks are working closely with them, and we're here to serve the community. Some of the things we've been doing, distributing supplies, first from the Strategic National Stockpile. What we're doing is we're supporting the healthcare workers in the region, as well as first responders, healthcare workers from the hospitals, long-term care facilities, many other facilities. The first responders, I really want to recognize what these folks are doing, if I can here, Ted.
Please.
El Paso County Sheriff's Office, Colorado Springs Fire and Police, Fountain Fire and Police. It's a big list. Monument Police, Manitou Fire and Police. And I really want to recognize the 26 county fire districts that are throughout this large county. And in addition, we have the ambulance medical transport companies and their EMTs and paramedics. First responders, it's a big group. We're also working closely with school districts, colleges. We're working closely with community groups, and the community groups have been tremendous. They're providing their staff, their supplies, their expertise in meeting this COVID threat that we're facing right now.
That is a huge team and a lot of coordinating to do. And there's another side of the coordination you're doing as well, Lonnie. You're coordinating what you're characterizing as a community outpouring of help and donations.
Absolutely. What we've done is we've combined the federal donations from the National Strategic Stockpile with donations and with other purchases that have come in for the support for this COVID incident.
And yeah, again, another list of wonderful folks to thanks there, including medical clinics and schools, utility companies, even body art salons, all kinds of places where they will have things that work as PPE for those frontline public servants that you've mentioned before.
Absolutely, and every bit helps, and we're still taking donations, and we can accept those donations at 3755 Mark Dabbling Boulevard, our offices, on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4 p.m.
It's a Herculean task that you're undertaking here. What's in the future for planning for community needs in the coming weeks?
Well, it's still uncertain. We're seeing some good signs that the infection rate is subsiding or leveling off at least. But what we really want to emphasize with your listeners is that everybody abides by the stay-at-home order. It's important because it saves lives and it prevents additional impacts upon the community with additional infections that could be prevented. We ask the citizens to stick with that all the way, the stay-at-home order. And if you need assistance, reach out. We do have a line that we've set up. If I can give that.
Please.
It's 719-575-8888. And that's Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 1. And this is our call center line. Of course, if you have an emergency, you need to call 911. If you have donations, that's a line you can call. But also, if you have any questions about unemployment insurance, additional assistance that might be available for businesses, all those questions can be referred from that phone number. The people are on the other end of the line waiting for those calls.
Lonnie, on behalf of the entire community, we thank you for everything all of you are doing to keep us safe, to keep all this coordination going. And I am hoping our community turns out that much more to support all of you who are working so hard to get these jobs done. You're listening to Lonnie Inzer, who is the Deputy Chief for the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management.
Thank you, Ted, and thank you for having me on, and thank you for recognizing all the people that are working so hard.
You're very welcome, Lonnie, and hopefully we'll have you on again very soon.